Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am such a flood of emotions at this moment because I know that today's diary is going to be great. Because you said...
I said it's an interesting first sentence.
You said it's a doozy? Is that the word?
A doozy. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I said that.
Uh-huh.
And then today, before the show, I was sitting here with Aaron and I was like, I don't remember what it was, but I remember it.
You did say that.
Okay. But so that emotion is in me, the anticipation. Okay. But then I'm still angry that you read it.
Oh, you're angry with me? I thought we were angry with the writer. No,
we're angry with you because you lord over us the fact that you're the only one who touches it, really. I mean, you hand it to me and I put it.
I didn't mean to read it. Okay. And I'll put my hand over the next entry.
But was this one, what happened in the last one? Just so let's recap real quick.
Oh, it was rough. Her professor pulled her aside.
Oh, it was like, this really for you?
Yeah.
About grad school.
Yes.
And she started crying when the professor taught, which is not...
You guys,
never a good sign.
It's not a good look, you know?
I would cry 100 out of 100 times.
Oh, I know. I would feel that way, but it's just as a professor's going, are you sure you're cut out?
Yeah. She's like, my whole life fell apart.
I get
you're basically confirming what he's saying.
Yeah.
Are you cut out for business? No, then you're not.
Well, and that's why I do radio.
I might cry now.
Erica?
Yeah?
I don't know if you're cut out for this.
Yeah, I am.
Text in right now if you don't think.
No.
All right, so that happened. And
she also acknowledged that like Mike was paying for a lot, mm-hmm. so now she's going into debt.
We got a lot of texts with one word, karma.
Yes. And I was so confused. Did you see my text?
Yeah, I was like, why is everybody texting karma?
Karma about what? And they're like, because she's. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah.
People are mad. Like, she did set this up. She. Mm-hmm.
She took advantage of Mike and only just now realized it.
But she didn't know. I don't think she's a malicious person.
Yeah.
She just did it.
She's a damaged person.
Hurt people.
Yep.
All
right. I'm dying to tell you what I read.
All right. So yesterday with the professor was from
October 1st.
Okay.
Okay.
And this today is October 23rd. Okay. A couple weeks later. He's marrying her. That's what I read, guys.
Mike's getting married already?
We don't know if it's Mike. No, her dad and the baby talker.
Oh, maybe. Okay, I can keep going.
Oh, my God.
If
I made the hair on my arm stand up. Because I'm like, if it's Mike, I'm like.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. She can pre-read it when she's not trying.
I got it. Okay, he's marrying her. I think at a different point, this would have been a giant earth-ending problem outright. Now I have my own set of stuff to deal with. I lost it all. It bothers me that she's 20 years younger than him.
Woo! Yeah. Okay.
And only 10 years older than me, but at least they make each other happy. I guess I could learn a thing about happiness from them. All I can hope is that I don't have to wear some god-awful taffeta thing in like lime green or something.
Wait, she's a bridesmaid?
And won't have to read something. I don't know if she knows she's a bridesmaid. She's just saying like, these are just my hopes that I don't have to wear an ugly dress and I don't have to read something.
Okay.
How many weddings have I been in now? I'm like a professional bridesmaid or something. So when dad marries Sally, does that make him Mr. Baby Talker?
That's the end.
Does sound like she is in it because she said, how many weddings have I been in?
Yeah, I guess. But it's probably like just the kids are in it.
Your father has remarried, right?
Yeah, both my parents have.
Were you in either of their weddings?
They didn't have wedding.
Right.
Okay, actually, we were totally in my mom's. We all wore the same dress.
What? You were all in one dress? It was just a giant dress?
That's right.
And you were like on each other's shoulders and trying to get a...
My mom has three daughters and one son, and my stepdad has a daughter and a son. So the girls were on one side and the boys were on one side. And
how old are you?
21.
Really?
Okay.
I feel like it's weird to stand in your parents'.
Dina listens. But it was a very family event. So it was like all the kids were in it, and then like the two sons spoke, and like no one else was involved.
Okay.
I think it's cute because it's like you are bringing families together. Yeah. You want them to be included. Shout out Dina.
Dina.
And the baby talker, Sally.
Sally.
If she's only 10 years old, she's in her 30s. So this is probably her first wedding. So she's like, yeah, I want a
She wants a wedding. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're right. She's like probably 37.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yikes. Oh my God, because we know she's 27.
Yeah, and her dad is 57.
We just figured out just now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So even if he's like, oh, I've done it, she's like, I haven't.
This is my wedding. Yeah.
And she's
I wouldn't want your daughter.
But if you were trying to get on their good side.
Yeah. You're saying that if you married someone who had never been married before at this point in your life.
Why can you get through the sentence without that face?
You're saying if.
If somehow love found me hiding in my house.
You'd be like, no, F my kids. Like, no, I think that's really beautiful.
I think it'd be really weird for her to want my daughter to stand next to her.
I don't think it's that weird.
Well, here's why it's weird. I've dated somebody who's very close to my daughter. Okay. And in that case, I don't think that would be weird. But does anybody think Sally and Ryder are close? She calls her baby talker. She called her baby talker to her face during one of the meltdowns.
Kim called her baby talker.
Oh, Kim. Well, still, everybody knows where Kim got the word from.
Yeah. I don't think it's that weird. I think you're having a very jaded outlook.
And we don't
know
if she's going to stand on baby talker's side. She could stand on her dad's side.
No, I guess, yeah.
Bing, bang, boom.
But she's definitely, if you're just attending your father's wedding. Mm-hmm. You can wear whatever you want. So her talking about, I hope it's not taffeta, means she already thinks she's in the wedding. So
do you think it's like a remembrance of their past relationship? Because you have kids with, this is a kid with your former wife, and so I don't want you there?
There.
But not a part of it?
Not there. Not standing next to me. I don't.
Sister has a stepson, and it's not that he was, I think he was technically the best man.
He was a child.
He was
Even weirder to me. Best man's got to be my best man.
I don't know what is wrong with
Noah
you.
Noah not your best man?
A lot of Play-Doh at the bachelor party.
There wasn't a bachelor Noah, party.
But that's a weird, Noah, I want you to sanction this. To me, I don't like it when people get married and kind of force the new person on their kids.
What if it's not forced?
Well, it is with Ryder. She doesn't want to be there. You can tell she doesn't like her. She calls her baby talker. It is forced.
It's so also been several years now.
I don't know why I'm on, but it's to me, it's my kids have to be in. It's no. I want them to accept you and me together, but we can't force them to stand up there. I would not. I love Noah. Noah and I are bros, but I'm not going to make him stand up there with me if he's I don't, and even, that's not my mom.
Yeah.
I don't.
I know.
Even asking, though, is what's he supposed to say?
Of course he has to say yes. Yeah.
I think you have such a jaded look on this. I hope love finds you and Mia and Noah are in your wedding and you go, well.
Oh my God, that's so much to digest.
Yeah. Well, sit on it.
Okay. So what did you read about tomorrow's?
Nothing. I actually didn't look at the date.
Here it goes, everyone. Yep. This is where she accidentally reads the first...
November 9th. And so, I put my hand over it.
Okay. We don't know if it's a doozy or not, but we'll find out what happens next tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.